Chapter 67, Disposition.
Varied dispositions. In our association with one another, we are to remember that all have not the same talents or the same disposition. The workers differ in plans and ideas. Varied gifts combined are necessary for the success of the work. Let us remember that some can fill certain positions more successfully than others. The worker who has given tact and ability that fit him for the accomplishment of some special line of work should not blame others for not being able to do that which he, perhaps, can do readily. Are there not things that his fellow workers can do far more successfully than he? Different disposition, different outlook. Every association of life calls for the exercise of self-control, forbearance, and sympathy. We differ so widely in disposition, habits, education, that our ways of looking at things vary. We judge differently. Our understanding of truth, our ideas in regard to the conduct of life, are not in all respects the same. There are no two whose experience is alike in every particular. The trials of one are not the trials of another. The duties that one finds light are to another most difficult and perplexing. Diversity of dispositions in family. Marked diversities of disposition and character frequently exist in the same family, for it is in the order of God that persons of varied temperament should associate together. When this is the case, each member of the household should sacredly regard the feelings and respect the right of the others. By this means, mutual consideration and forbearance will be cultivated, prejudices will be softened, and rough points of character smoothed. Harmony may be secured, and the blending of the varied temperaments may be a benefit to each. Parents transmit disposition. And fathers, as well as mothers, are involved in this responsibility. Both parents transmit their own characteristics, mental and physical, their dispositions and appetites, to their children. Inherited disposition. God wants us to help one another by a manifestation of sympathy and unselfish love. There are those who have inherited peculiar tempers and dispositions. They may be hard to deal with, but are we faultless? They are not to be discouraged. Their errors are not to be made common property. Christ pities and helps those who err in judgment. He has suffered death for every man, and because of this, he has a touching and profound interest in every man. Changing to a sweet disposition. Watch and pray is an injunction often repeated in the Scriptures. In the lives of those who obey this injunction, there will be an undercurrent of happiness that will bless all with whom they are brought in contact. Those who are sour and cross in disposition will become sweet and gentle. Those who are proud will become meek and lowly. Regularity and order improve disposition. If the youth would form habits of regularity and order, they would improve in health, in spirits, in memory, and in disposition. Dispositions may be modified. It is in mercy that the Lord reveals to men their hidden defects. He would have them critically examine the complicated emotions and motives of their own hearts and detect that which is wrong, modify their dispositions, and refine their manners. God would have His servants become acquainted with their own hearts. In order to bring to them a true knowledge of their condition, He permits the fire of affliction to assail them so that they may be purified. Morose disposition injures teachers' efficiency. Above all others, he who has the training of the youth should beware of indulging a morose or gloomy disposition, for this will cut him off from sympathy with his students, and without sympathy, he cannot hope to benefit them. We should not darken our own path or the path of others with the shadow of our trials. We have a Savior to whom to go, into whose pitying ear we may pour every complaint. We may leave all our cares and burdens with Him, and then our labor will not seem hard or our trials severe. Combining sunniness and integrity. The religion of Jesus softens whatever is hard and rough in the temper and smooths whatever is rugged and sharp in the manners. It makes the words gentle and the demeanor winning. Let us learn from Christ how to combine a high sense of purity and integrity with sunniness of disposition. A kind, courteous Christian is the most powerful argument that can be produced in favor of Christianity. Improper eating spoils the disposition. Many spoil their dispositions by eating improperly. We should be just as careful to learn the lessons of health reform as we are to have our studies perfectly prepared, for the habits that we adopt in this direction are helping to form our characters for the future life. It is possible for one to spoil his spiritual experience by an ill usage of the stomach. Flesh meats produce an irritable disposition. God did not withhold meat from the Hebrews in the wilderness simply to show his authority, but for their good, that they might preserve physical and moral strength. He knew that the use of animal food strengthens the animal passions and enfeebles the intellect. He knew that the gratification of the appetite of the Hebrews for flesh meats would weaken their moral powers and induce such an irritable disposition that the vast army would become insubordinate, that they would lose the high sense of their moral obligations and refuse to be controlled by the wise laws of Jehovah. Sugar and the disposition. Sugar is not good for the stomach. It causes fermentation, and this clouds the brain and brings peevishness into the disposition. Softening a perverse disposition. Advancement in Christian experience is characterized by increasing humility as the result of increasing knowledge. Everyone who is united to Christ will depart from all iniquity. I tell you, in the fear of God, I have been shown that many of you will fail of everlasting life because you are building your hopes of heaven on a false foundation. God is leaving you to yourselves, to humble you and to prove you, to know what is in your heart. You have neglected the Scriptures. You despise and reject the testimonies because they reprove your darling sins and disturb your self-complacency. When Christ is cherished in the heart, his likeness will be revealed in the life. Humility will reign where pride was once predominant. Submission, meekness, patience will soften down the rugged features of a naturally perverse, impetuous disposition. Love to Jesus will be manifested in love to his people. It is not fitful, not spasmodic, but calm and deep and strong. The life of the Christian will be divested of all pretense, free from all affectation, artifice, and falsehood. It is earnest, true, sublime. Christ speaks in every word. He is seen in every deed. The life is radiant with the light of an indwelling Savior. In converse with God and in happy contemplation of heavenly things, the soul is preparing for heaven and laboring to gather other souls into the fold of Christ. Our Savior is able and willing to do for us more than we can ask or even think. God can mold the disposition. Whatever your disposition may be, God is able to so mold that disposition that it will be sweet and Christ-like. By living faith, you can separate from everything not in accordance with the mind of God and thus bring a heaven into your life here below. Will you do this? If you do, you will have sunshine at every step. A blessing to the sick. The pleasant disposition, the beautiful character, the Lord will use to bring blessing to the sick. The truths of the Word of God possess a sanctifying, transforming power. If received into the heart and carried into the life, they will prove a savor of life unto life. Let those employed in our institutions be such as will let the light of light shine forth in their daily words and actions. It is only such that Christ can accept as workers together with him. Harmony of varied dispositions. Harmony and union existing among men of varied dispositions is the strongest witness that can be borne that God has sent his Son into the world to save sinners. It is our privilege to bear this witness. But in order to do this, we must place ourselves under Christ's command. Our characters must be molded in harmony with his character. Our wills must be surrendered to his will. Then we shall work together without a thought of collision. a disposition imbued with thankfulness and peace. Of all things that are sought, cherished, and cultivated, there is nothing so valuable in the sight of God as a pure heart, a disposition imbued with thankfulness and peace. Disposition not changed by resurrection. If you would be a saint in heaven, you must first be a saint on earth. The traits of character you cherish in life will not be changed by death or by the resurrection. You will come up from the grave with the same disposition you manifested in your home and in society.